Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Alex, hi, my name's Brad. I'm just looking to book my car in for a service.
Sure, Brad. What sort of car you got, man?
I've got a 2004 WX STI, my 05.
Yeah. And do you know what service you want to get done on it?
Yeah, so I've had it with you guys before. I've got a rego for you, if that helps you look it up.
Yep, there we go. 2 secs.
Yeah.
What's the rego number, mate?
Uniform November Echo.
Yep.
Quebec Lima.
What was that one, sorry, mate? Quebec?
Quebec Lima.
Yep.
Just a custom plate. So.
Yep, that's cool. Found it there. Awesome. All right, there you go. On that one, see what it comes up with. The last time we had it here, we did a minor service only.
Yep.
A couple of notes, the guys have a bit of an oil leak coming from your gearbox.
Yep.
Left-hand front shock is leaking, and left-hand front axle seal is lightly wet also. I suggested checking it next service.
Yep.
Go ahead, sorry.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, if I could, I'd like to get that, obviously, the gearbox seal replaced.
Mm-hmm.
To fix that leak. I was also wondering, I may have left it a bit too late, is there any availability on the 29th of this month, Wednesday the 29th, have you booked out?
I'll have a look for you. Next week. All right, week after, there we go. No, I think we might be okay.
Okay, that'd be great.
Are you able to leave the car overnight?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can leave it for however long you need. I'm just in Bendigo. That's also just makes... I've got to try and work in with public holidays and things like that.
No problem.
To drop it off.
Wednesday the 29th, no dramas. I'll just...
Sorry, you go.
Yeah, I'll just get that booking in there now before it disappears on me. What's going on here? Brad. Done. A repairing report. Repair gearbox oil leak. Are we doing a minor service on it also?
Yes, please.
Yep. Excellent.
With the front strut leaking, mm-hmm. There's probably not much we can do about it, is there? You just have to replace all four.
Essentially replacing them is the only way to solve the problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have factory struts in it?
Nah. So, I think the factory struts, they went out, they've been gone for a while now. I've had those, I got SNJ put those in. I think they're Aeromax Silvers or whatever they are.
Silvers coilovers, yep.
Yeah. When do they go in? They've probably only done about... 30 to 40,000 Ks, I think.
Gotcha.
We don't
deal with silvers.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're an okay sort of street coilover. I think the supplier up at Pro Speed Racing, I believe they still bring them in. I just don't know whether they would supply one only.
Yeah, well, would you just do the all four at once?
If you haven't got many Ks on them and the rest are happy and you can buy one cheap, I mean, that'd be your most economical way. If you couldn't, I would suggest replacing them, but maybe replacing them for a slightly more up-spec coilover.
Yeah, okay. What options do you guys
We normally run,
run
the
with?
MCA brands. So
yep.
Murray Coote suspension from up north, great quality. The entry level stuff is still made overseas. MCA do oversee it and tune them here, so far more development on them. But I would suggest if it's just a street driven car, a set of Pro Comforts.
Yep.
And they've got great adjustability, great warranty support. The warranty is 2 years from memory.
Yep.
And you can buy one, you can have one repaired. So
yeah, okay.
There's just far more options.
What Would you be able to maybe email me a quote or of what?
I can tell you. I can tell you what they're worth.
They're just selling now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to put MCA Blues on it back when I did the coils last time, but MCA Blues went out the door back then.
Yeah, well, these are essentially the next iteration of that.
Yep.
And they're just, all they've done is break them down into categories to fine-tune them to tick, tick the car's drivability for more customers. Where are we? MCA, how about GD? $28.90 is what they were.
Yeah, okay, for a full set.
Yeah, and we normally charge $600 to put them in.
Yeah, okay. No, it's really, if I can add that into the service as well, or would you?
What I'll need to do is I'm pretty sure we've got them in stock, but I'll double check. If I've got any dramas, I'll let you know.
Yep.
So minor service, repair gearbox, oil leak, supply and fit, MCA Pro Comforts. Easy done, man.
So is the other thing, just, sorry.
You're right.
Just another red herring. Off the 06 STIs, they have a roof vane, I think they're called, off the back pillars.
Yep.
I've bought one. Do you guys fit them?
No, we don't, but
a little
bit on that topic. So yours is a MY05, so is it the... one with the 114 stud pattern, it is,
Okay,
so that's the first thing we need to clarify, because the MCA coilovers are different between the two models, 04 and 05.
Might have got the bigger hubs on it.
Beautiful. All right, well, that makes that easy. But then number two is the roof vane on the chassis of the car. On the 06 model, it actually has bossing on the body to be able to carry the load of the roof vane.
Okay.
Whereas the factory chassis that doesn't normally come with it has a completely different structure there.
Yep.
So the ones you see guys retrofit, which are like the carbon style ones, they're generally just glued on.
Yeah, okay, yep.
But taking like a factory one and trying to mount it to the C-pillars when it doesn't have the bossing or the threads there, what will happen is it'll eventually start to damage the C-pillars and bend them. Because the structure is completely different.
Yeah.
So, and if you Google it and have a look yourself, but something I looked at many years ago, and I wouldn't really advise it, man.
Yeah. Okay. No. The other ones
are light sort of stick-ons, and they probably do stuff, but then I don't know. I don't particularly. I think they'd fade and look crappy after a little bit. The factory ones are great, but unfortunately, they're quite solid, and they're up there in the wind. And what happens is, the C-pillars don't have any structure behind them from the outside skin, and so they'll end up...
And there's a bit more drag
them.
And...
Yeah, and they'll start denting them on you.
Yeah,
little weird waves in your C-pillars.
Yeah, that's right. No, I hadn't seen any of that and looked up. That's good. Good knowledge.
Yeah.
All right.
No problem, man.
So 29th is...
29th, drop off in the morning. Yep.
Yep.
And leave it with us for a day or two, and we'll get it all done for you.
Rightio, sounds good.
Easy done, Brad. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Alex.
Bye-bye.
Bye.